Good morning, folks. My name's Sam Kearney. Like Dave said, I'm co-chair of the MPPC Farm Bill Task Force. Doug Wolf is our other co-chair. He happens to be over at the World Meat Congress, so I'm the one you're going to have to listen to today. I'll give you a little update what's going on. In early May, the Senate Ag Committee passed its version of the 2012 Farm Bill. The bill passed by a vote of 16-5, with all the southern state senators voting against the bill. This week, the Senate will take up consideration of the 2012 Farm Bill, which it started yesterday, I believe. There are several scenarios that could play out over this week or next. Best case scenario is Senator Stabenow and Roberts are able to hold off controversial amendments and the Farm Bill passes by the end of next week. The worst case scenario is that southern states object to bringing the Farm Bill to the floor and the bill stalls with no action. Chairman Lucas in the House has indicated that he won't move a Farm Bill unless the Senate completes its action first. So if Senator Stabenow is prevented from passing a Farm Bill, it will likely lead to an extension of the 2008 bill before September 30th of this year. Even if the Senate and House both complete its work on the 2012 Farm Bill, the likelihood of getting it signed by the President before an extension would be necessarily is as highly unlikely. It's truly a wait-and-see situation and how this will play out on the Senate floor. Some of the things that the Senate Farm Bill, MPPC formed its Farm Bill Task Force in late 2010. Over the last 2 years, our producer task force came up with many recommendations on what to include in the Farm Bill and what to keep out of the Farm Bill. Issues that the MPPC support that were included in the Senate Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill. Catastrophic Event Insurance Program Study. Very important to us. That was probably our number one issue. Beginning Farmer and Rancher Programs reforms to allow better access to capital. We've seen a lot of problems in the last few years, and we want to make sure our producers are able to get capital. Reduction the CRP to address feed available situation. Again, we've had a lot of issues with feed availability the last few years. We need to reduce some CRP acres, and besides, we feel that the government don't need to be spending money on that, especially when producers are needing feed. Increase in swine research funding, very important. We need to keep doing that. Maintain funding for foreign market development and market access programs. These are used to help the funds that help us do our work on our exports, trying to get new markets. Feral swine eradication efforts. Extension services reauthorizations. Some of the things that MPPC worked to keep out of the Senate Ag Committee version included inclusion of the livestock title, the egg inspection amendments, what we call the AKA Takeover Rotten Egg Bill, GIPSA rule, which 2 years ago that turned MPPC upside down. I think we worked day and night for almost a year, and we don't need to go through that again. And so we would like to keep the GIPSA rules, some of their provisions out. The antibiotic ban and the federal purchasing of restrictions to mandate production practices.